हरे कृष्णा, डिजायर्स गो अवे नॉट बाय एक्सप्रेशन और रिप्रेशन बट बाय प्यूरिफिकेशन. समटाइम्स व्हेन सम डिजायर्स ट्रबल अस, समटाइम्स वी मे हैव अ डिजायर फॉर डूइंग समथिंग विच वी नो इज नॉट गुड फॉर अस, बट द डिजायर कीप्स ग्नोइंग एट अस. वी से नो, but the desire keeps gnawing at us, and we may feel, you know, I'll just do it, at least the desire will go away, I'll not be troubled by that desire. Now when we indulge in the desire like that, we may say, just expressing myself, what is there inside, I'm just getting it out. So actually, will the desire go away by this? No, it's not necessary that the desire will go away, because when we express the desire, when we act on the desire, when we indulge in the desire, then that indulgence becomes like a fuel for the fire of desire. In the Bhagavatam, it is said, Najatu kamaha kamanam upbhogena shamyati havisha krishnavartmeva bhuya eva abhivartate. That when you put fuel in fire, the fire grows. Similarly, when there's indulgence, the desire grows by that. And Krishna also talks about it in Dushpurena nalena cha. Dushpurena. He says, desire, it is like a fire which never gets satiated. So desire won't go away by expression. Now some people may say, then what to do? Should I just repress the desire? Actually, repression also doesn't work, because the repressed desire stays inside, keeps tormenting us, and eventually comes out in ugly forms. Krishna also talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita when he says that 2.60, yatato yapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramathini haranti prasabham manaha. So he says, even wise people, discerning people, who are endeavoring to control the senses, still the force of desire is so strong that they are dragged away. And what is the solution? The solution is actually purification. Krishna says, in the previous verse, it's in 2.59, he says that vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. He says, when we stay away from sense objects, we feel as if we are hungry, as if we are starving. We feel, I need this. And then we indulge in it. But when we get a higher taste, param drishtva, then we become peaceful. And how does this happen? How do we become nivartate? We become peaceful. That happens, Krishna talks about it in 5.12. He states that yuktaha karma phalam tyaktva shantim apnoti naishtikim ayuktaha kama karena phale sakto nibadhyate. So he says shanti. How do nishtiki shanti? Deep peace comes when we are yuktaha, when we are engaged in yoga, when we are situated in a way that we are spiritually connected. So this connection comes through the intention of purification. When we are pure, the connection with Krishna brings satisfaction, it brings ecstasy, the supreme joy it brings. But before that, when we are trying to practice bhakti, when we are trying to practice bhakti yoga, we should know that immediately I'll not get any satisfaction. So what do we need to do? We have to focus on purification. In 5.11, Krishna says that kayena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyairapi yoginah karma kurvanti sangam tyaktva atma shuddhaye. So he says that the yogi works for what? Atma shuddhaye, for the purification of oneself, and engages all the faculties, kayena manasa buddhya, that the body, the mind, the intelligence, indriyair, even the senses, all of them, they are engaged in a way that actually will facilitate purification. And although Krishna doesn't specifically use the word bhakti yoga over here, it is bhakti yoga which engages all our senses. And with our eyes, we can behold the beautiful form of Krishna. With our ears, we can hear the sweet sounds of Krishna's songs, Krishna's glories. With our senses, we can engage in practical service to Krishna. And by this service, we can grow in our life. We can actually move towards Krishna and attain lasting satisfaction in Krishna. So ultimately we need pleasure. And when we express desire, we are seeking for pleasure in the material realm. When we are repressing desire, we are denying the pleasure in the material realm. But our need for pleasure is going to remain. Purification means that we change the area where we find pleasure. We find pleasure in our spiritual connection with Krishna. And that spiritual connection is something which we can all establish by the practice of bhakti. And when our longing for pleasure is fulfilled by our spiritual connection with Krishna, then the desires that are troubling us, we'll find that they will trouble us no more. The trouble will first become manageable and then it will become negligible. So by focusing on purification, we don't worry too much about our desires. Should I indulge in it or should I resist it? We focus on connecting with Krishna, engaging in bhakti wholeheartedly in a way that we can be absorbed, we can be, then that will purify us. And that is the best way to deal with desires. Transitionally, whether we indulge or whether we resist, that is something which is a practical consideration. But our whole mental energy needn't be consumed by that consideration. Our primary focus can be on purification through connection with Krishna. In this way, we will avoid the torture that comes when we are obsessed with desires. And with that connection with Krishna, even in the seeker stage, we can experience satisfaction. And this satisfaction will increase more and more as we move closer and closer to Krishna through purification. Thank you. Hare Krishna.